Seems to me that much of what we spend our time doing before and during Christmas is seeking. We are seeking the right gift when we're trying to fill those stockings and please those with whom we live and love. We are seeking, perhaps at times and often fruitlessly, to find a bit of peace and quiet in that 4 weeks before Christmas. And when it comes to Christmas, of course, we are seeking the absolutely perfect Christmas. Each one of us has in their own mind what that would look like. I don't know if yours has ever lived up to what you've expected or hoped for, but we look for it nonetheless. We have this innate hope in us that it will be perfect. The family will get along well. They'll all be together. You will talk to the person that you don't want to talk to, and they will talk to you. And all the food will be the perfect amount, and you won't have turkey for 6 weeks afterwards. All of those things that may sound silly, but they add up to make us seek even harder every year. Things that we're not even sure we know what we're looking for sometimes. And in our own biblical story, of course, we are seeking. Elizabeth seeking Mary, the shepherds seeking to come and find what is going on there at the manger. There's all sorts of people looking for something. The people of Israel looking for a leader. Indeed, through it all, there is desire for something special. And many of us are caught in that in our everyday lives as well. Before Christmas, or just after Christmas, on St. Stephen's Day, or Boxing Day, as we may call it, my brother and sister-in-law and I went seeking some time out. So we hit the paths in Gatineau Park, and I mean paths, because as you know, there was not a drop of snow at that point. I always seek snow at this time of year, so for me to be out there in almost, well, what seemed like no clothing to be wearing in the wintertime and hiking boots was very strange indeed. But we sought to be away from the city, and yet there were lots of people. Lots of people that showed us the way. Their paths were clear. We knew where we were going. It was easy and straightforward. And when we got to our destination, one of us slipped and fell on some black ice, and there were lots of people who came to help. So when we were seeking in that moment, there were many there to assist us in what we were looking for. There were lots of chatters of birds, and in fact, we sat and had a lovely picnic on the shores of an unfrozen lake. It wasn't what I was seeking in some ways, and yet that's what we found, or it rather found us. And the many people who were there also found something quite different. Isn't that kind of like the shepherds? Their path was clear and there were lots of people around. The shepherds were out there with their sheep and they kind of didn't have to worry about where they were going because they were already there. They were at the scene without even knowing what they had landed upon. The angels sought them. The angels sought them and said, go and see. Go and see this unusual thing, much like an unfrozen lake in the middle of winter. Go. You got to see it. And they were frightened at first and said this is unusual, but they went. They listened, they went, and they found. They found a baby in a manger, and they rejoiced. They had lots of help in that moment. Like many of us when we're seeking, they had people to journey with them. Those to help them, those to point the way, the path was clear, and they didn't have to search for it. That happens a lot in our lives. Sometimes we need a clear path. We are told which way to go, and even if we don't want to go down it, that's where we're going. It's clear for us. And many along the way say, yeah, that's where you're supposed to go. Absolutely. And even when you say, no, I think I'm going to go somewhere else, or I'm too frightened to go down that road, indeed you are directed that that is where to go, and the supports are there for you. But then there's another kind of seeking, the kind of seeking that we sometimes wonder where we're going. It's like the star. We kind of think there's some hope there and we will go and find something, but we don't really know what we're looking for and we don't really know how to get there. 3-4 days later, on New Year's Day, I was in the forest again. This time, I was on snowshoes, because this time the forest had changed. And rather than being bare and filled with people and noisy almost, and fresh and green like spring, it was winter. All the birds had disappeared, so had the people. The snow was up to my knee, and I was on snowshoes. And being the way I usually am, I don't stick to the path when I go out just to be out. Off I went, through the woods, up and down, and it's my favorite part of Gatineau Park, and I know it fairly well, but you know it looks different when there's snow. And so the path, not the path, but the way I would normally go, was not looking familiar. There were no stars out because it was daytime, so I had nothing to follow but my own sense of where I was going. There was no one to help me. There was not even an animal track for the longest time. They're usually good to follow, if you want water, that is. So I went, and it was great. I lost myself in that moment of seeking I didn't know what. And eventually it started to snow quite hard, it was getting kind of dark, and I stopped and went, where am I after all? Okay, I know I'm between here and here and here, but I think I'm going north still, but I'm not really sure. And I know that my cell phone won't tell me, because there's no reception here, and there's no one to ask, so I guess I'll just keep going. Kind of like the Magi. They just had a star. They didn't really have anyone to help them, and Herod was not particularly helpful. They traveled not knowing really what they were going to find. I came out of the woods, obviously, or I wouldn't be here this morning. I kept going, and much to my astonishment, there I was, right where I was supposed to be, and I kind of went, oh, good, my body, my soul, something in me remembers, even if I don't. I can't tell by the tree that I just passed. Well, the Magi were like that. They've been traveling a long time. They didn't really know where they were going. They didn't really know what they were going to find. They really didn't have much help. And is it any wonder that when they found the Christ child, they were overwhelmed with joy? I was kind of glad to see the parking lot. So sometimes when we're out seeking in our lives, we don't know what we're looking for. We're just seeking. It's one of the things I love about the Christmas Eve late service, is we have a lot of people who come to church that I don't normally see, that we don't normally see. I know all of you good and faithful normal people that are here usually are somewhere at church probably, if not here. And you're here in spirit if you're not here. You're somewhere else, but I know that you're part of this community. But when the church fills during those Christmas carols with people that I don't particularly know, it is a moment of being overwhelmed with joy, because the people who are seeking or being sought, perhaps, by God are in this place, and we get the privilege of meeting them. We get that privilege, and they hopefully get something as well. But that's the way God works. We think we're looking, and we know what we're looking for, and we have always turned on its head. So when I went out snowshoeing, thinking I was seeking some calm and peace and stillness, that's not what I got. I got a moment of panic and terror. Where the heck am I? And then a moment of great joy in the surrounds and in knowing I rested in something bigger than myself. The wise men didn't really know, but yet they got there and rested in the joy of being held in something bigger than they knew. And that's the way our lives work. I want to share with you it's not really a poem, I guess it is a poem, but it's by Jan Richardson, and it's called For Those Who Have Far to Travel, A Blessing for Epiphany. If you could see the whole journey, you might never undertake it, might never dare the first step that propels you from the place you have known toward the place you know not. Call it one of the mercies of the road. that we see it only by stages as it opens up before us, as it comes into our keeping, step by single step. There is nothing for it but to go, and by our going, take the vows the pilgrim takes, to be faithful to the next step, to rely on more than the map, to heed the signposts of intuition and dream, to follow the star that only you will recognize, to keep an open eye for the wonders that attend the path, to press on beyond distractions, beyond fatigue, beyond what would tempt you from the way. There are vows that only you will know, the secret promises for your particular path, and the new ones you will need to make when the road is revealed by turns you could not have foreseen. Keep them, break them, make them again. Each promise becomes part of the path. Each choice creates the road that will take you to the place where at last you will kneel to offer the gift most needed, the gift that only you can give, before turning to go home by another way. No matter what our journey, whether it be something we know we're doing and following a path with lots of people to help us, or whether we travel alone at times and have no idea what we're looking for or where we're going, in the end, we will find a gift of who we are, a gift of more knowing about ourselves, and a gift that God will reveal to us. And may, when that gift comes, may we indeed be overwhelmed with joy and want to share it with the world. Amen.